Well, the thing that a lot of projects don't do is to talk to the people in their institution who have experiences there in this area. So in our institution, it would be research, enterprise and development. And it's worth talking to the people who understand the topic that you're interested in. Having talked to those people, you'll have a better idea of the kinds of issues, the kind of intellectual property issues that will affect your project. And you've then got a position from which you can start to think about how you address those problems. And really, having this sort of intellectual property or legal risk management strategy should run all the way through your project from the moment you start to the moment that you finish or you archive the work. The biggest problems with intellectual property rights are that the individuals simply don't understand what they can do with the materials that they have collected or that they've perhaps licensed. And this means that perhaps that they have a license to use the material for the lifetime of the project, and that might be a 3-year research project, but they haven't thought about what's going to happen when the research project is over. So if their data is going to be archived at the end of the day, or if they get more funding for a further project, they may find, in fact, that the intellectual property rights that they've sought and have been granted simply doesn't cover those options. And so they may not be able to place material in archive, they may not be able to reuse the information, and third parties, other researchers, may not be able to use that information as well. So it's imperative, really, that you think very carefully, not just about what you're going to use the data for in your project, but what you're going to use it for and what other people may seek to use it for in the future.